Grace to you and peace. You may stand. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon is the Holy Gospel reading for this day from Luke 7 and 8. Okay, you may be seated. According to the text, the scene is a courtyard of the house of Simon the Pharisee. The houses of well-to-do people were built around an open courtyard in the form of a hollow square. And often in the courtyard there would be a garden and perhaps a fountain. And there in the warm weather, meals were eaten. It was the custom that when a rabbi or teacher was at a meal in such a house, all kinds of people were free to come in and to listen to the teacher's words of wisdom. When a guest entered such a home, three things were always done. One, the host placed his hand on the guest's shoulder and gave him the kiss of peace. That was a mark of respect, which was never omitted in the case of a distinguished rabbi such as Jesus. Secondly, the roads were only dirt paths and shoes were merely sandals, so always water was poured over the guest's feet to clean and cool them. And third, a few drops of sweet-smelling oil were placed on the guest's head. These three things, good manners demanded, and in this case, not one of them was done. At such a meal, the guests did not sit at table, they reclined at table. They lay on low couches, resting on the left elbow, leaving the right arm free, with the feet stretched out behind, and during the meal the sandals were taken off. That explains how the woman was standing at the feet of Jesus. Now, according to the text, the woman standing at Jesus' feet was a bad woman, a notoriously bad woman, a woman of ill repute. Around her neck, she wore a little vial of concentrated perfume. And such a vial was called an alabaster. And alabasters were very, very costly. She wished to pour the perfume on Jesus' feet, for it was all she had to offer. Bending down to anoint Jesus' feet with this perfume and recognizing Jesus as the one who could forgive her of her many great sins, tears of gratitude came and fell on his feet. She then wiped his feet with her hair. It was considered to be a highly immoral thing for a woman to unbind her hair in public. That this woman loosened her long hair showed how she had forgotten everyone except Jesus. And the story demonstrates a contrast between Simon the Pharisee and the sinful woman. Simon had no realization of his sins, and therefore he felt absolutely no need for any forgiveness of God. As a proud and self-righteous Pharisee, Simon's impression of himself was that he was a good man in the sight of men and in the sight of God, and thereby he possessed no desire for the forgiveness Jesus had come to offer. Simon, in his mind and heart, had no reason to demonstrate any love or respect for Jesus. The woman, on the other hand, was contritely conscious of her many sins. She realized her desperate, desperate need of God's forgiveness. And in Jesus, she saw the one who had come to forgive her of her many sins. As a result of Jesus' lavish, forgiving love for her, the woman responded with lavish love for Jesus. She was overwhelmed with love for him who came to supply her need of God's forgiveness. And the text tells us how Jesus responded to both Simon and the woman. When Simon the Pharisee saw Jesus allow the notoriously bad woman of the city to touch him, he said under his breath, "If this Jesus were a true prophet of God, a true man of God, he would not have allowed this sinner to touch him." Jesus responded by telling this Pharisee a parable, which was to call Simon to repentance. Jesus was getting across the point something like this: Simon, you are the very sinful one here. You have not shown me one bit of love and respect. You haven't even done for me what everybody does for their guests. You greeted me with no kiss of peace. You gave me no water for my feet, and you provided no oil for my head. You know why you have not cared about me? You've not cared about me because you do not care about God's forgiveness, which I have come to offer you. This woman, on the other hand, has washed my feet with her tears. She has not ceased kissing my feet, and she has anointed my feet with expensive ointment. Simon, she loves and cares for me very much because she knows I have come to forgive her of much, to forgive her of all her many and great sins. And Jesus responded to the woman who had much faith in him and lavish love for him and his forgiveness. He responded to her by assuring her that her sins were forgiven and that she possessed as her own God's salvation and peace. He said to her, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." What does this teach us? One thing it teaches us is that we, like the sinful woman in the story, have a huge reason to lavishly love Jesus. The reason is that we, like all people, are great sinners deserving of God's present and eternal punishment. But unto us, Jesus Christ has come to grant God's lavish, loving forgiveness of all our sins. Jesus has come to release us from all our sins, which indebt us to God. It is a debt we could never pay. Such a release, while free for us, cost Jesus his life on the cross, where he paid the atonement for all of our many and great sins. In today's epistle reading, we were reminded that Christ has redeemed us from sin and its curse. We are justified by his blood, and thereby we live in thankful, loving adoration and loving devotion to him. This story also teaches us to repent of anything in us that is like Simon the Pharisee. We are taught to pray that Jesus would keep us from shutting ourselves off from God by thinking that we are good people before others and God and thereby need no forgiveness. And we are taught to pray that the Holy Spirit would enable us to see ourselves in the same way that the Apostle Paul saw himself, Paul said, of sinners, I am the foremost. And we are taught to pray that the Spirit will enable us to grow in our faith in Jesus Christ and to grow in our love of Him. Him who has freely shed His blood for us, has forgiven us our debt of sin, and has granted us salvation and peace. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.